Hello, everybody. My name is Shivani, and I'm a woman who identifies herself as straight, and I work with Conscious Culture. How are you doing, Puneet?
I'm doing very well. Like it says, high on life.
That's lovely. Before we begin, I would like to know what is the pronoun that you prefer to be called with?
They, them is what I prefer for a gender-neutral pronoun.
All right, great. So everybody, today our guest is Puneet Yadav. He is currently a senior executive assistant to CEO at Cvent. He's also the social chair of Cvent Fears. It's an LGBTQ plus committee at Cvent. And he's also part of the team with CSRs with the NGO named Literacy India. And we are glad to have him as a part of our conscious growth community. Thank you, Puneet, for taking out time for this conversation.
My pleasure.
So addressing the weird first, it felt really strange to say that I identify as straight in my introduction. And yet I feel whether you like it or not, you face that challenge more frequently. Is that true?
I face it and I've faced it. If I say it in a way that I never realize it is something which is very different or something which is not common until or unless I started realizing how people are getting affected towards it and if they are open to accept it or not. To me, it was just living my life the way I was feeling it, to live it like, and that's about it. But yeah, when you grow, when you see, thing changes, and that's when you realize that it is something different, which I never felt it was a different thing to me.
Yeah, indeed. So Puneet, we are in the process to learn and unlearn, and our aim is to enable a community which is consciously inclusive. So today we would like to learn from you what inclusion means at workplace to you. If you could use a one-liner or a word for that, that would be great.
I think if I have to say it, inclusion, it is something that you can be anywhere with your own spirit, something that you think just different, I would say in few words, something where you can be just yourself is what inclusion means to me. And you get in part of all that community.
Okay. So let's begin with the process of hiring. So you worked in quite a few companies. Could you tell us the differences in the hiring process and how did that affect you?
If I would talk personally, I haven't faced something which has to do with my orientation in the hiring processes, because I remember when I've started my career, I was the way I was and I am. But yes, I remember a few of the people in the interview panel have asked me something like, they think that I have feminine trait. I was like, no, you don't think. I actually have feminine traits in me. And they started asking me how you can actually, probably do something with having female traits. And I was like, the similar way females can do it. So yeah, I had a few questions like that in the beginning of my career, but not anymore. I think with the time, it's how your work has started talking, and that's about it.